Back when President Joe Biden was running for office in 2020, he explicitly promised that putting him in the White House would mean that you'll see your standard of living go up and your costs go down. That, well, hasn't happened. And if you're like me, you might be wondering, why is Joe Biden talking so much about inflation, or shrinkflation, as he puts it? Because that's one of his biggest political liabilities as he runs for re-election here in 2024. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. We don't necessarily need to relitigate the entire economic history of the Biden administration in the few minutes that we have here, but here's a quick recap of the highlights, or the lowlights, if you will. Inflation surged to a 40-year high, peaking well above 9% in June of 2022. Prices are now rising less quickly, but inflation remains well above the Federal Reserve's target rate of 2%. Biden's policies, and specifically that $2 trillion spending package that he signed in March of 2021, certainly contributed to the inflationary spiral. Economists will continue to debate how much of a factor it exactly was. There were obviously other factors too, coming out of the pandemic, but voters tend to operate on a much more facile level of rewarding presidents for good stuff in the economy and punishing them for bad economic times. And rightly, or only partially rightly, Biden's name is going to be forever attached to this bout with inflation that we've all experienced. So you might expect the president, now that he's in the middle of a re-election campaign, to try to avoid reminding voters of this whole topic. Don't talk to them about how rough the past few years have been. You know, focus on the future. Talk about the positive signals coming out of the economy now. And above all else, don't make yourself sound like an old man yelling at a cloud or yelling at his TV. In short, don't do this.
You know, when buying snacks for the game, you might have noticed one thing. Sports drinks bottles are smaller. A bag of chips has fewer chips, but they're still charging it just as much. And as an ice cream lover, what makes me the most angry is that ice cream cartons have actually shrunk in size, but not in price. I've had enough of what they call shrinkflation. It's a ripoff. Some companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice. Give me a break.
That was a video that the White House released on Super Bowl Sunday, because the president declined to do the traditional Super Bowl Sunday interview with the network hosting the game. And so instead of doing that interview, the White House put out a few different videos with Biden talking about things like this one, where he rails against shrinkflation. That's supposedly when you get a fewer number of chips in the bag or less ice cream in a carton, like Biden claims here. It's an economically illiterate video, but it's also pretty politically confused. So let's start with the concept of shrinkflation. Yes, look, this is a real phenomenon. I don't need to tell you that. If you've been to the grocery store recently, you know that. And most Americans have noticed and dislike it, according to polls. It is obviously a direct consequence of inflation. If the marginal cost of producing a chip goes up, even just by a fraction of a cent, because potatoes or corn or labor gets more expensive, well, then that entire bag of chips, 100 chips or so, is either going to cost slightly more, or it's going to become a bag of 90 chips and still cost the same. That's just the way inflation works. Now, given that reality, Biden telling companies that he wants them to stop shrinking their products is a bit bizarre. If companies did what the president is asking, prices would necessarily rise. Is that really what the White House wants right now? A different version of this video might lean harder into trying to blame corporations for inflation and this resulting shrinkflation. This has been Senator Elizabeth Warren's thing for a little while now. She's talked about how grocery stores are somehow responsible for higher grocery prices and has tried to blame corporations for so-called shrinkflation. That's also nonsensical, because corporate greed doesn't rise and fall periodically. Grocery stores operate on incredibly small profit margins, and none of the stuff that Warren is pushing really makes any sense once you interrogate it. But Biden doesn't even try to go down that path, try to go down the, like, populist, lefty path of blaming corporations for everything that's wrong. He doesn't even threaten to take any action against companies that are engaged in shrinkflation, and he doesn't really even call them out by name in this video. There's, you know, some chips and some other snacks arranged next to the president here, so you could, you know, infer certain things, but there's no direct call to action here by the president. All he accomplishes is reminding voters of a sneaky way that inflation is still robbing them. And as a political matter, this video is effectively a flashing sign telling voters, hey, did you think inflation is less bad now? Actually, guess what? It's still really bad. I'm really confused by, you know, in what world is that helping Biden make the case for re-election? For that matter, when was the last time the president actually went to the store and bought himself a pint of ice cream or a bag of chips with his own money? In a real grocery store. The more you think about it, the less sense this entire line of messaging makes, and the White House should probably stop taking this sort of political messaging advice from people like Elizabeth Warren. The time to fix inflation, as I've been saying for years on this program, is before it starts. Once it gets rolling, inflation gets out of control. It is difficult for politicians to do anything to curb it. Directly, you have to rely on central banks and interest rates and all of that. Voters get really grumpy, quite irritable even, when faced with inflation. We've seen that play out in real time over the past few years. There's nothing Biden can really do at this point to fix inflation or shrinkflation, so the most powerful man in the world is reduced to looking like an out-of-touch old guy just shaking his fist at the sky. That's maybe an accurate image of the Biden administration here in early 2024, but it's probably not the one that the White House was intending to send. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. You can check out more of our coverage of the economy and politics and the intersection of the two and all of that, everything going on in Washington and around the rest of the country this week at Reason.com, and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.